I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hi there, welcome along to this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. We just thought it was useful for you to have a short, sharp episode once a week, just to give you a little bit of a lift, a bit of an energy boost, a bit of education into the lives of some other people without you needing to listen to a full hour-long extended episode. Of course, the podcasts are all there for you, so wherever you get your pods, feel free to go right back to the very beginning of the very first series with Rio Ferdinand. That was our very first episode. And you'll find different people talking about different themes with different lessons for your life. And the man we're going to hear from today on this short episode of the podcast is someone who came on, spoke so vulnerably, so honestly, and changed people's opinions of him. It's Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics.
I think I've lost years.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've lost years worrying and not being present in the room. And my head has took me down so many wormholes in my life that I've lost so much time from doing it. And that's one thing I'd, in the future, I'd never want to continue to do. It's an occupational hazard in some ways because the places you go to brings out some gold sometimes. But unfortunately, you can miss moments in your life that are right in front of you.
We spoke in that podcast, Damien, about being an iceberg and people only seeing one part of someone's life. And I think this is the really, really important point for me on the High Performance Podcast. I sometimes hear from people who I assume haven't listened to these pods saying to me, oh yeah, you're just talking to successful people. So there's survivorship bias. They've all been successful, so they think they have all the answers. Or I don't want to just listen to successful people and the great things that's happened in their life because it makes me feel inferior about my life. The reality is, as we found with Kelly Jones, and we sat there for a good hour and a half with him, we speak as much about the struggles and the failures and the setbacks and the full stops or the commas in life, because they teach us so much about the good stuff, about the successes.
Definitely. There's a phenomenon identified by a psychologist called Daniel Kahneman, Jake, that's called the peak end law, where it looks at when we think about people, what do we remember about them? And what the evidence says is there's three things. We remember when we first met them, so when we might have heard Kelly Jones and the Stereophonics for the first time, the last record that we heard of them. But the thing that we remember most is how they dealt with their best or their worst moments. And I think this has been interesting on the podcast, that people want to remember their own lives by talking about the setbacks, the difficulties, their worst moments, because they're the moments that they found out something about their own character that they've learned about themselves that they can pass on and share with others. And I think what people have just heard Kelly talking there about, maybe some of the difficulties he's had when he had the operation to save his voice box, or when his son transitioned, or even those moments, like he says, of going down those wormholes of worry, are actually moments where he found out an awful lot about his own character, his own resilience, and his own great characteristics.
And I think we live in a world now, Damien, where we're constantly seeing the edited version of other people's lives. So actually, we're looking at someone like Kelly Jones. We're seeing him on stage singing a song. We're watching him spray champagne everywhere when he gets a number one record. We're seeing sports people do brilliant things. We're seeing our friends and our family living what looks like the perfect life when we only take a look at their curated Instagram feeds. I think it's so important to have these conversations where we say, yeah, do you know what? It's crap for all of us at times. We all have the struggles and the setbacks. And I don't know, I really think that in years to come, we're going to reflect on this period where we're all editing our lives for other people to think that they're great. And I think we are going to regret what we're doing to each other and what we're doing to our kids.
Absolutely, we are. There's been studies on this about what social media does to us, and there's three factors that tends to influence us. The first of all is it polarizes everything into two camps, good versus bad or right versus wrong, when we all know there's shades of grey in the middle. The second thing it does is it convinces us that feelings are facts. So when we feel that we're not worthy, we interpret that as a fact that we're not worthy, rather than just see it as a temporary emotion. And the third thing it does is it surrounds us with echo chambers of people that are only giving us our same opinion back. So we don't hear anything conflicting. So we never hear the struggles in the middle, the difficulties. Nobody's sharing their moments where they've been put on the backside. So you're absolutely right. I think when we can sort of step out of that and listen to the podcast, the people that are telling us about those shades of grey in the middle, those feelings of difficulties and traumas that they've had, it helps us all feel reassured that we're not weird, we're not the unusual ones. It's actually entirely normal.
Reassured, I think, is such a good word. You know, let's talk about Dina Asher-Smith and Sean Dyche and Frank Lampard and Clive Woodward and Johnny Wilkinson and Sia Khaleesi and Sean Wayne and Tyrone Mings and many, many other guests that we could mention. In fact, probably every guest that we can mention on the High Performance Podcast, every single one of them, Damien, has come on here and said, right, this is my story, this is the good stuff, but here's the failures, here's the struggles, here's the hard moments, right? So if every single one of them has had a setback or a failure, maybe we should live a life where we're expecting at some time to have a setback or a failure, because if we don't expect it, it'll derail us. If we expect that it's down the road somewhere, I think we're better equipped to deal with it when it arrives.
Definitely. You know, Clive Woodward told us that success doesn't happen in straight lines. It's always bumpy. It's always winding. There's always moments where it bends back on itself. And I think when we understand that those curves, those bumpy moments are actually part of the journey rather than something to be feared, they should be embraced and welcomed, because there's a sign that we're living and that progress is happening.
Love it. Damien, listen, thank you so much once again for your hard work on the podcast, not just today, but on every episode. Thank you as well. Thank you so much, not just for listening to these podcasts, and I'm delighted you are listening to them, and I'm delighted they're having an important and positive impact in your life, but also for sharing them, for shouting out. I often say to people, you know, you don't know whose life you might impact for good by just saying, listen, there's a podcast out there which is spreading a positive message. Check it out. So if you can share it across your socials, it means the world to us. You can also find us on Instagram at Liquid Thinker is Damien. I'm at Jake Humphrey. You can find the podcast at High Performance. We're on YouTube as well, where you can watch extended episodes. But please keep on coming back for more inspiration from the podcast. We're not going anywhere and we've got big plans. Thanks very much to Lotus Cars for their continued support. Thank you to the whole team for their hard work on this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. And we'll see you for more very soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.